three people that were in the Justice Department.
And what is this? Who is this talk to you?
A fellow named Mankiewicz. I'd never met him before. He said that,
Who is he?
He is, said he was Bobby Kennedy's, public relations man.
Does he work on his Senate staff or one of the party in New York?
I assume he's in Washington. I didn't...
What does he look like?
I'd say he's about 43 or so. He looks sort of tired. He's balding, gray hair, very dry skin, and a wrinkled face.
I don't guess we know him then.
I'd never seen him before, so I don't know.
Does Bill know him?
I don't know.
Was Bill there?
Bill was there. But I don't know whether he had ever...
Did he tell Bill any of this?
As far as I know, he didn't. I mean, whether he told him later or not, I don't know.
Go ahead.
He said that there were three, he called them assistant attorney generals, that were in the Justice Department at that time that were ready to issue public statements that Bobby knew nothing about the wiretapping involved in this particular case. And as a matter of fact, that the FBI had informed Bobby that the wiretapping had been done by the Chicago police, not by the Bureau. And then I said, who were they? And he said, Jack Miller, who was the Criminal Division Assistant Attorney General. Guzman, who was not an Assistant Attorney General. He was a Public Affairs Officer. A fellow named John Riley, who was not an Assistant Attorney General. I don't know what he did over there. What is that? He's now on the Federal Trade Commission. I said to him, I said, well, I don't know a damn thing about this. I said, what are you implying here? That the president is doing? He said, oh my God, no. I'm not implying that, just that the only person that could stop Hoover is the president. Ramsey Clark can't stop him. No attorney general can stop him. And I said, well, I don't know if anybody in the country can order Hoover around in that sense.
Kind of like stop in Manchester.
That's right. And he said, well, he didn't either, but he had been told to call me and didn't know I was there. And then when he found out I was there, he just wanted to pass this message to me. Now, a week ago, Bill told me that, and I assume he's told you, that Goodwin had called him and told him that Bobby wanted the leaking of FBI documents stopped or it would be war, something like that.
Well, I don't leak them, don't know anything about them. The only thing I know about an FBI document, and I don't think that I'll hear about this, so I don't want to get into the further details of it. I don't think it's a matter for the president to be ordering people on these things. I heard a great protest at Rosenthal from the State Department came over and met with a former Kennedy assistant the other night and rifled the files and leaked this order last week.
Yes, sir.
That Bobby had presumably signed and that they extracted it from the files and gave it to Harwood of the Washington Post. Were you telling me this or who was it told me that?
I wasn't.
Anyway, Harwood of the Washington Post took it then and waved it in the face of the Justice Department to make it public, and they said they couldn't make public orders, that they never did, and they were administratively non-confidential. And he said, well, here it is. So he jerked it out of his pocket and waved it in the face of the public relations officer, and he thought it was real terrible. And he said, yes, that is an order. I have to admit that we have it. I didn't release it, but it's a copy of the order which was signed. It didn't say anything, but it confused the issue. You know, it made it look like that Kennedy was trying to stop wiretapping. Now, I don't know a thing in the world about it. Hoover doesn't talk to me about these things. Only conversation I've had with Hoover was in Nick's presence about a wiretap, and then the last one. I would think that the appropriate thing to do would be to tell Ramsey, tell Mikowitz that you're bringing it to Ramsey's attention. I'm here with the governors, and you don't think it's an appropriate thing for me to do. And just tell Ramsey that you don't want the White House to be in a position to order him. You want him to know about the facts, and if there's anything improper being done with government files, and look into it. He appoints the FBI director and selects him. I have heard in the past that Bobby listened to some of these conversations. And what in Chicago and in New York and in these other places in the presence of Hoover. And encouraged him and told him to go on. I have heard in the past that one of the first things Bobby did when he got in was to go to the various agencies of government and tell them that he was after racketeering people. And that they wanted them to practice wiretapping and teach people to eavesdrop and so forth. I don't know whether any of that's accurate or not, but that's what I've heard and by these people who have been critical through ever since the week I came in as president. They've been critical, said that we were tapping wires, and I've told them I didn't want them tapped. I didn't want any microphones or any bugs or anything else put around. If I ever caught anybody doing it, I would fire them. So, except in security cases, and we're authorized by the Attorney General and the knowledge of the FBI Director and so forth. So I called Hoover, and first I called Bobby and called Hoover and then called, asked him to stop it, and they said, I don't know what they implied Bobby that he wasn't doing it. And then this was the Las Vegas thing. Then. As things went through the years, why they put out had a regulation out over at the Internal Revenue that said that some order that you can use electronic devices and you can use them on people specified by the Justice Department, and they'll furnish you with names of who to do it. So obviously the Internal Revenue knows about it, and obviously Justice knows about it. Now, I don't know how much they know about it. But I rather doubt the propriety, I'd ask Harry, and you a good lawyer, of the president instructing anybody what to do now. I did instruct, Bill's upset last night, according to somebody, that we told cabinet officers that in no instance to employ anybody from the White House unless clearance from the White House. We took that position way back there when Jack Valenti had this boy. Was it Barber? Were you there when Barber was there?
Yes, sir.
And he wanted to send him back to defense. Do you remember those facts?
Yes, I do.
And I don't want people coming over to the White House and getting themselves into a position and going back and imposing themselves on a department without my permission. So Bill is upset because apparently without my knowledge, he didn't tell me about Goodman. He doesn't tell me about any of these things. But without my knowledge, he calls around and places different people. I don't think that ought to be done from the White House, and I've been very much against it. I don't want anybody recommended for any government place. I don't want your girl that's getting married or anybody else. Once they come in the White House, I don't want them to be recommended for any government place without my knowledge and without my approval. Because I don't want them to use the White House as a leverage to browbeat some commissioner or some assistant secretary or somebody else because he thinks the fact they're coming to the White House is meets with my approval. Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
So I've taken that position ever since Jack started with his boy, and I wouldn't let him. And the boy left, went back to Houston because
I remember that.
because he was a real good boy and we wanted to keep him. But we didn't want him to kick himself up over what he had over there. Now, anybody that goes back to an agency, I think it's all right for them not only get what they were getting over there, but to get what they got at the White House if the agency can afford it. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Where it's not a promotion. Now, this applies only to promotions. And I think that if your girl that's getting married has a baby and can't live at the White House on account of working hours, and she needs a little more money and we can't pay it out of our outfit, I think we ought to help her. In special illustration, I just don't think the individual themselves ought to have the right to use the White House pressure to improve their lot. Do you follow me there?
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't object to your calling McNamara and saying I've got my girl and she's married, she can't work 9 to 5, and she just gets $10,000, and she's got to have 12 to live, and she's damn sure worth 15. With my knowledge and getting her that, getting her a raise, and getting her better working conditions, if she's earned it and if she justifies it. I don't want her getting you to go without my knowledge and putting the axe on some little general counsel that you can have some great power over and making him hire somebody to work with his girls they don't want. Do you follow that?
Yes, sir.
Now, that's clear. So I think that we have to say that, and if you're quizzed on it, you just say you've raised the same question yourself about your people, and that here are the facts, and here is the policy. And there are very few that come to the White House that we're sending out to departments. Some of them we borrow, they go back at what they were getting when they borrowed, or if they've been raised since they got to the White House, they go back at what they've been raised. But we don't force them on anybody, because I just don't think that's right to use that as a bargaining power. Now, Bill thinks it's right because we don't want to hire any people associated with him. I think it is bad to have people associated with any express secretary in any substantial degree in the press office now, and particularly one that's going to a newspaper. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
He's going to be after legitimate news beats, and he's going to be entitled to them, and he'd get them, but I wouldn't want it said that he got them because he had placed George Christian in this job, and George was his successor. He didn't place George in this job. I placed him, but the impression's getting out that he is naming him, you see, and that he did select him, and so forth. So he doesn't communicate those things to me. I don't know why, but I called him yesterday on the Shriver thing and told him how I handled it with you, and told him that I would that you came in and discussed it with me, and I told him there's a lot of people there, and I said we'll just work on that next week. Now, I don't know what Shriver's going to do, my opinion is that he wants me to beg him for a while, and I think that of course I won't do that, but like Bill and Bundy, I think I could have insisted, because they would have wanted to help me, they would have stayed, but I don't want to do that. What do you start saying?
Shriver said yesterday that he was going to be away for Christmas.
Yeah.
And but he said, maybe I shouldn't go away, maybe I ought to stay here. He said, will the president want to see me next week? And I said, I have no idea. He said he'd take this matter up next week, but if I wouldn't change your plans, you're all set to go away with your family.
Yeah.
And so he'll be in Massachusetts most of the next week. I didn't think there was any reason to urge him to stay around.
No, unless he wants to. I want to do just what he wants to do. If he wants to, if he doesn't want to stay and doesn't want to see, I thought that he would want to talk to us about it.
Well, I think he does. He's clearly indicated that he'd like to talk to you.
Yeah. Do you know what he wants to do?
I honestly believe, Mr. President, that in his heart he'd like to stay. He'd really like to stay. And that I think, from our point of view, it'd be better if he would stay.
get that every time somebody leaves, and a big bunch of them leave in old time. McNamara was telling me last night, a good many of his people have to leave next year, just like he had to leave this year.
Shriver raises all of Bill Wright, that that's another young, charismatic guy leaving, and that's another Kennedy leaving, and what have you.
Yes, I think that's right. I think all that's bad, and I think we ought to have it. But when a guy gets under fire and wants to leave, I don't know. Don't you think we ought to ask him to stay?
Well, I think